Shalom to all. Today's office is about Daf Kofalam and Gimel. We are starting about the seventh line with the words Amar Rav Huna. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basir Biyakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. I think Mar tells us Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says Shchiv Meira Shakas of Kol Nachas of Laacher. Shchiv Meira. He was on his deathbed and he wrote over all of his nachasim to somebody else. Ryan, we take a look. Imroy Liyarshay Natal Misham Yerusha. If that guy that was given all the nachasim is a Yairesh, he's technically an inheritor of the fellow that wrote them over of the Shchiv Meira, so he gets them because of Yerusha. Vimla. But if he's not, if he's a random guy and he's not supposed to get them because of Yerusha, Natal Misham Matana. He gets them because they're a matana. They're just a gift. And we're going to discuss later on in the Gemara what exactly the difference would be. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, Ganva Genuvei Lamalacha. Why do you have to be like a ganav? You're being sneaky. Why is he being sneaky? If you hold like Rav Yechem Breika, Ema, Halacha Rav Yechem Breika. Say that Halacha is like Rav Yechem Breika. Dashmatzich, Rav Yechem Breika Hudaza. Because your memor that you just said over is exactly like Rav Yechem Breika. That if a Shchiv Meira gives away his Nechasim, if they're given to Yairish, it's like Yerusha. And if not, then it's like a matana. So just say that Halacha is like Rav Yechem Breika. Now, once Rav Nachman asked this question on Rav Huna, he suggested that perhaps this is what Rav Huna intended. Dilma kihaka amrit. Maybe you were saying like the following. There was a fellow who was dying, and asked him, Nechase Laman, who should the Nechasim go to? Meaning, who are you going to give your properties away to? You're about to die. Dilma laplanya, perhaps to this fellow, va'amrulehu, and the Shchiv Meira responded to them, El Laman, who else would I give them to? Which in other words means that the Nechasim should be given to that guy. And va'amrit lana Allah, you Rav Huna told us about that, im royal yarshai, natal misham yerusha, vimlav, natal misham matana, then if that fellow who was mentioned is technically a yarish of the Shchiv Meira, so he gets him because of Yerusha, but if not, then he gets him because of Matana. Maybe that's what you were referring to, Rav Huna. So he responded, in Hachika Amina, that's what I was referring to. And now the Gemara asks the question, Lamai Hilchasa, in regards to what halacha, is there a difference between getting it because of Yerusha or of Matana? Either which way, the guy's going to end up with the Nechasim. So who cares if the word Yerusha is attached to it or the word Matana is attached to it? It doesn't make a difference. And so here we have an attempted answer. So Rav Adam Barava, Kamed Rav Lameimar, Rav Adam Barava suggested the following in front of Rava, that im royal Yarshai, if the recipient was technically a Yairish of the giver, so Almanasa the giver's almana, the Shchiv Meira, when he dies, his wife gets fed from the Nechasim. Because we know that in a standard case of Yerusha, even though the property goes to the Yarshim, the wife still gets her sustenance from the estate. And that's what would happen over here as well. Vimla, but if not, if the recipient is not a Yairish, he's just getting a kazmatana, then ain't almanas and nizanis menachasav. The Shchiv Meira's almana, his widow, is not going to get fed from the estate because it's just like a gift that was given away before a person died. However, Amalei Rava, Rava told him, Migra Gara, it should be any worse in this situation? Hashtab, Yerusha Da'i Raisa. Now when we're discussing a Yerusha, which is Da'i Raisa, which means that the Torah says that this Yairish gets the deceased property, Amrit Almanas and Yuzayis Menachasov, nonetheless, we say that he has to give some of that property to the Almana so she could support herself. B'matana D'Rabbanon like Kol Shekein, wouldn't we for sure say that when dealing with Matana, which is only D'Rabbanon, it's only mid-D'Rabbanon that a Shchiv Meira is able to give away his Nechasim to somebody who's not a Yairish. And so of course in that situation, some of that property is going to have to be given to the wife so she could support herself. El Amarava, rather, Rava gives a different answer that what's the difference between a Yerusha and Matana? It's like this message Rav Acha bar Avia sent, according to Rav Yechon Breika, if a person says, my Nechasim are going to go to you after I die, and after you die, they're going to go to somebody else. If the first guy who was granted this gift is technically a Yerush of the one who gave it to him, the second person who's supposed to receive it is actually not going to get anything after the first one, because this is not a Lashon Matana, this is Yerusha. Because again, the first guy was a Yairesh, the Yerusha in Lahefsik, and Yerusha has no stop. And that's the difference between Yerusha and Matana. If a person receives something as a Matana, but as part of that Matana, there was a stipulation that after the first guy dies, it goes to a second one, so fine, it would go to that second guy. However, the first person that received this property was officially a Yairesh of the guy who gave it to him. So then, even though there was a stipulation made, I'm giving it to you, and after you die, it goes to another guy, that's actually not what's going to happen. After the first guy dies, it goes to the first guy's Yarshim, it goes to his kids or his grandkids, because Yerusha and Lahefsik, we can't stop a Yerusha and just give it to somebody else. And that's our main difference between Matana and Yerusha. And once Rava quoted this memra of Rav Acha bar Rav Avia as an answer to the question, he now asked his own question on it. Amrli Rava Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman, Va'afsika, the guy himself was mafsikit. This Shchiv Meira that gave his Nechasim to person one, and after him it was supposed to go to person two, he clearly stopped the Yerusha. He clearly was trying to make this stipulation, make this condition, that I'm only giving it to you, person one, if after you it goes to person two, and he's basically like him saying, I don't want it to go to person one's Yarshim. And so how could we say that Yerusha ain't la hefsik? This Yerusha does have a hefsik. That's what the Shchiv Meira said. So Rav Nachman responded to Rava, who suffer? Yesh la hefsik. This Shchiv Meira thought that he's able to stop a Yerusha, that when one person Yarshins him, he's able to prevent that person's Yarshim from getting it, and that it should be given to somebody else. However, Rachman Amar ain't la hefsik. The Torah says that there's no hefsik. The Torah clearly tells us that when one person Yarshins from another, so it automatically goes to his Yarshim, him and not to a random guy, even though the Shechiv Meirah wanted otherwise. We have a story about this. Kofalam Gimel Beza on top. Huda Amrle Lechavre, a fellow told his friend, Nechasai Lecha, my Nechasim go to you, Vachrecha Leplaini, and after you, they're going to go to somebody else, Verishan Royal Yarshai Hava, and this first person, the friend of the Shechiv Meirah, was technically a Yerish of his. And what happened after the first guy got these Nechasim? Shachiv Rishon, the first guy died, and also Shein Katova. The second guy came to be Tavelos Nechasim, because again, the original stipulation was they're going to go to you, and afterwards they're going to go to the second guy. Now, Safar of Ilish Kamed Rav Lameimar, Rav Ilish was in front of Rava, and he suggested as follows, the Sheini Nami Shakil, the second one also gets, meaning the Yarshim of the first one will receive a portion, and the second fellow will also receive a portion. However, Amarle, Rava told Rav Ilish, Dayani de Chatzatzta Hachidaini. This is the way Dayani Chatzatzta judge. Chatzatzta is a Lashon of Mechza, half, meaning Dayanim, judges that make compromises, they'll judge like this. And that's because they don't know the proper halacha. And really, this is the din. Live Hainu de Shalchar Vacha Bar Rav Avya. Isn't this the same exact case? There, Rav Acha Bar Rav Avya sent in a message that Yerusha ain't la hefsik, and therefore everything would go to the first person's Yarshim and nothing would go to the second guy. Now, after Rava told Rav Ilish this, Rav Ilish was embarrassed, not just because he paskined incorrectly, but he was afraid that now Rava would think that every time he paskins and Rava's not there, he makes a mistake in Psak, because he just made a mistake now. And in order to calm him down and appease him, Kari Alei, Rava said the following pasuk about Rav Ilish, Ani Hashem be'ito achishena, I'm Hashem, I will speed it up in its time. And this pasuk is referring to tzaddikim, that when they need a Yeshua, they need help from Hashem, it's going to come in the proper time exactly when they need it. And Rava was trying to convey to Rav Ilish that don't worry, you're a tzaddik, you're a special person, and we see clearly that Hashem prevented you from making a mistake because I happened to be here before you paskined incorrectly, and by that same token, I'm not afraid that when I'm not here, you are paskining incorrectly, because again, since you're a special person, Hashem most definitely makes sure that you're giving over the correct psak. And moving on to another Mishnah, continuing to talk about Yerusha, HaKaisif is Nechasav HaCherim, if a person writes over all of his Nechasim to other people, V'niach HaZbanov, and he leaves his kids, he doesn't give one drop of his Yerusha to his children. Masha Asa Asui, what he did was done, it's tough luck on his kids, they don't get any Yerusha, Ela in Racham Neichemenu, it's just Lacham are not happy with this fellow, you're supposed to give Yerusha over to your children and not to other people. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, Imloy HaYubanov Naigin Keshura, Zachar LaTov, if this guy's kids are not acting properly, they're not keeping in the proper derech, so then this guy should be remembered for the good. It's good that he didn't give his Yerusha over to his kids, they didn't deserve it, it's better that somebody else more deserving receives it. Now, by the way, that's the following question, says the Gemara, Mipli Rabban Alei Rav Shimon Gamliel Alei. Do the Rabban argue with Rav Shimon Gamliel or not? Meaning, do they agree that if the fellow's kids are not acting properly, the Yerusha should be given to somebody else? Or do they say that no, even if the fellow's children are not acting properly, it should nonetheless be given to the children? So we have an attempted raya, Tashma, we have a story. The Yosef ben Ye'ezer, Hayoloi ben Shuloi Hayonai Keshura, Yosef ben Ye'ezer, who's one of the Zugais mentioned in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, he had a son that was not acting properly, he wasn't going in the proper derech, and Havalei Lisa Dinare, Yosef ben Ye'ezer had a whole pouch, a whole wallet of golden dinarim, and instead of giving it over to his son, Akdisha, he was Makdisha to the Beis HaMikdash. And what happened next? Azil, the son of Yosef ben Ye'ezer, went, Nasev Bas Gadol Kalili Diyanai Malka, he married the daughter of the one who made special headpieces for King Yanai. He would either make crowns or special wreaths out of flowers and vegetation or whatnot, basically something nice for the king to put on his head, and the son of Yosef ben Ye'ezer married this guy's daughter. And what happened next? Elida de Bitsu, his wife had a child, Zavin La Benisa, he bought a fish for her, Kara, he tore it open when he was preparing it to cook it, and Ashik Bamar Galisa, he found a beautiful gem inside. Amrole, his wife told him, Light and Tayal Malka, don't bring it to the king, meaning don't bring it to the people who buy gems for the king, because they're going to buy it from you for very cheap. You don't know the value of it, and they're going to realize that, and they're going to underestimate it and give you much less than its real value. Rather, what should you do? Zil Amtayal Gabi Gizbari, bring it to the Gizbarim, the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to buy it from you at full value. And also, you shouldn't evaluate it. You shouldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash and say, I'll sell this to you for X amount of money. Because even if a person just says something towards Gavaya, towards Hekdesh, that's like giving it over to a Hedyet. If you hand a person your watch, well, that's done. You handed it to him, you gave it to him as a gift. It's the same thing. If a person says, I'm going to give this thing to Hekdesh, it's already considered like it's Hekdesh's. And therefore, don't say, I'm going to sell it to you for X amount, because maybe it's worth Y amount, but now you're stuck. You have to sell it for X amount. Ella, rather, she continued telling him, L'shaimua inhu, let them evaluate how much it's worth. Amtai, he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, Shemua betelesre Ilyasa dinari, they evaluate it as being worth 13 purses of gold coins. Amrile, and then they told him, Sheva ikka, we have 7 purses, Shisleka, but we don't have the other 6 to be able to pay you. Amrilehu, so what do you tell them? Sheva havuli, give me those 7 purses, wallets full of gold coins, Shis harei mikdash el shamayim, regarding the other 6, I'm makdash them, I'm giving them to the Beis HaMikdash as a gift. And Amdu, they stood up, bekasfu, and they wrote the following, Yosef ben Ye'ezer, hechnes achas, Yosef ben Ye'ezer, he brought 1 purse of gold coins, ubenai, his son, hechnes shesh, brought in 6. Now, v'ikad Amri, there's a different law Kasha, that what do they say? Yosef ben Yezer hechnes achas. Yosef ben Yezer brought one purse in. Ubenai hoitzi sheva, and his son took out seven. Now, what do we see from the first lashon? Midika Amri, since they said hechnes, that Yosef ben Yezer brought in one and his son brought in six, mechlal de shaper avad. It turns out that what Yosef ben Yezer did was good. He gave away this purse of gold coins to the Beis Hamikdash instead of it going to his son, and that turned out to be a schus, that now his son turned around and went on the proper path. And so it turns out to be a good thing to ensure that a Yerusha does not go to a kid who's not acting properly, rather goes to somebody else. As the Gemara Adrabah, we should say the exact opposite. Midika Amri, since the second Lashon was Haitzi, that his son took out seven purses of gold coins, Mechlal Delav Shaper Avad. That's mashma that he didn't do good, because this is somewhat of a negative thing about his son, that he took out seven gold purses. Even though he was being paid for this gem, it's still not written in the nicest way, mashma that Yosef ben Yezer did not do the right thing. And therefore the Gemara concludes, El Mehal Lekel Mashmina, we can't learn anything from this story. The Gemara asks, my Havala, so what's the bottom line? Is it good to give away the Yerusha if the child's not acting properly, or no? So Tashma, the Amrle Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, loy tehava bei avurei chasanto, you should not be in the house, meaning you should not be in a place where they are being oiver in a chasanto, which means where they're transferring Yerusha. In other words, don't be involved in a situation where they're taking the Yerusha away from the kids and giving it to somebody else. Vafil mebra bisha lebra tava, even if they're taking it away from a son who's not good to a son who is good. Vakal sheken mebra lebarta, and for sure if they're taking away from a son and giving it to a daughter, you should not be there. As we see clearly from here, that even if the son is not acting properly, he's not noy kashura, the Yerusha should still be given to him and not given to anybody else. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with somewhat of a detailed story regarding this topic. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.